Well, more damaging revelations about this ICAC outfit. Today we learn that ICAC has remained involved in cases even after handing them to the DPP. In other words, ICAC isn't simply handing over its findings, recommendations and evidence to the DPP for the DPP to independently assess. It continues to interfere. So much for the independence of the DPP and the idea of quote-unquote fresh eyes at the DPP examining ICAC rulings and evidence. Take the corruption case against the former Resources Minister, Ian MacDonald, for example, and let me put my nail my colours to the mast. I would be very surprised if this man could be nailed with anything. But ICAC made findings of corrupt conduct against him in 2013. The DPP is currently prosecuting him, and a businessman, Andrew Poole, has been subpoenaed to appear as a prosecution witness against him. But who served the subpoena on Mr. Poole? Not the DPP. ICAC. The subpoena was served on Mr. Poole by an ICAC officer, Paul Granger. The subpoena might have been drawn up by the DPP, but it's addressed to Mr. Poole, quote, care of Paul Granger, ICAC. When the Baird government passed legislation last month giving ICAC power to commence prosecutions, the Attorney General Gabriel Upton told Parliament, quote, after the prosecution is underway, the DPP will take over the matter. Clearly that's not the case at all. ICAC is not simply handing cases to the DPP and standing aside. It's remaining fully involved in the process. So the outfit is still being allowed to become judge, jury and executioner. Now, Michael Baird, you are a good person. Stop accommodating awful, vindictive and spiteful ICAC headline seekers.